Hello, my loving Haverim. Hello, it's so nice to be here. Today, Boris from UK10 and I will be conducting this evening lesson. Hello.
Wow, hello, dear friends. What a beautiful sight. This is truly amazing. And what a joy it is to serve you with Alec and to invite Creator into our midst.
Yeah, this evening lessons became such a wonderful, wonderful tradition for us, wonderful preparation for the morning lessons, and amazing opportunity to carry through the day what we've learned in the morning lesson. And before we started in preparation for the lesson, Boris shared something very interesting about his 10. So, Boris, can you share with everyone? Because I think it's important everybody knows how every 10 lives in our group.
Well, I've got nothing to hide from my friends. That's it's just such a beautiful picture that we are looking at now. All the friends gathering next to the screens, next to the cameras, opening the cameras, opening the hearts. And I was telling Alec that me and my 10, every day we read Rabash. We've got a meeting for half an hour in the middle of the day, and we read Rabash articles. And today we read Agenda of the Assembly too. It just happened to be. And the words of Rabash, when I see it now, I see the picture to the words. It's just so beautiful. Wow, friends. Yeah, what an experience it is.
That's true, Boris. Every word that we study every day from our teacher and from his teacher and from the teacher of the teacher, it's actually materializes and it manifests in our group, because Bnei Baruch is an amazing, amazing, amazing family of friends. And I can see that Midwest is getting strong. And I see Holland and Apir is sitting by himself. Kazakhstan is getting filled up. Ukraine is doing really well as well. Friends, I'm asking you, please, don't be by yourself. Give yourself a chance to share and have a seminars and workshop with your friends from other tents. Because the experience that we get in this evening lesson and sharing between ourselves, it's an absolutely amazing. And Rav has covered today so much in the morning lesson. I think, Boris, we have something very exciting for everybody to pick on, because it's a very difficult thing to pick four clips from a morning lesson, 3 hours of absolute wisdom and brilliant, brilliant ways of uniting us.
Today it was really easy. I have to share it with the friends. Wow, Rav made our work really, really easy. What a lesson. Let's hear his words.
Absolutely. So I think we have a little competition for the first workshop, the focus group. We're going to most probably compete Rehovot and Midwest. Boris, who do you think is going to go first?
I love them both, but I've had the pleasure to be with Midwest the last few lessons in the last few days. So these brothers are so warm. I think it's just a coincidence. So I go for them.
All right, all right. So our first focus group is going to be US Midwest. And before we go for the first clip, we're going to give you a preview to the question that we're going to discuss after this clip. How can we help friends to share the same excitement as our Rav about the amazing times we live in? Can we please see the first clip?
Why are we, your students?
Lama? אנחנו התלמידים שלך.
Erupting with excitement when you tell us about our good future.
לא מתפעלים, מתפוצצים מהתפעלות.
Why are your students not erupting with excitement when you talk about this future?
כי אני מתפעל ואתם לא מתפעלים, מה אני אעשה?
Well, I'm getting impressed and excited and you're not. What can I do?
אני מתפעל, אתם לא.
I'm impressed and you're not.
Everybody here sees your greatness when you
כולם כאן רואים את הגדלות שלך.
כשאתה
מספר לנו שהעולם,
when you talk about this beautiful new world that's about to happen in our lifetime, why aren't we not bursting with upliftment, with excitement? Rav, your ego, your evil inclination is not happy. It doesn't feel anything by this. It's on purpose built like this. It's not happy from corrections. It doesn't want it. But how could it be? It's right in front of us. It'll be good. And then I will fill myself and everything will be filled up and everything will be good. No, I don't want. So what do you want? For it to be like it was. How could it be? It was a few months ago before Corona, you were cursing everything. And now you're saying let it return to what it was? How could it be? Where is your mind, your head, your logic? You're an educated modern person. Why do you want to return to that same lifestyle? This is known to me, and it was something that was adapted to my ego, something that was fitting to my ego. That's why you want to return.
So, the first workshop question for the workshop will be, how can we help friends to share the same excitement as our Rav about the amazing times we live in? And the focus group will be U.S. Midwest. Please, Haverim.
Demonstrating it by being an example of that excitement at every given step, by which we can do when we come together, we automatically feel an enlivenment. And when we annul and include ourselves with each other, that enlivenment grows to something exponential. Gregory?
Thank you, Bill. Yes, we really live now in an amazing time. But, you know, our ego and our point of the heart, you know, they have different opinions. What is the excitement? What is the amazing time? From ego point of view, this is not the best time right now, right? There are all the kind of obstacles, et cetera, et cetera. But where is the excitement? The excitement is for our point in the heart. Because we are in the moment where we could be in the path of Ahishena. We could accelerate right now. This is like a real amazing opportunity for the point of the heart and for our advancement. Pandu, could you talk?
Yes, because if we see the normal people, they won't like the situation they're in. And we need to instill the confidence that what state that we have at the moment. And we need to show that only through the connections that it's truly the amazing time that we can live in, and only through confidence and through the prayer, through the tent, then we can share this confidence. And Pierre?
No, I think this confidence is really attained and gained by disseminating. So I think we have to try ways to seduce friends to actually disseminate and feel on their flesh how it is to disseminate, because then you feel this for yourself, this enthusiasm that Rav radiates, because Rav is disseminating all the time. And perhaps we can improve here. There's a huge potential for us to develop. So I think I can even say from my own experience that this gives a lot of energy. Chris, did you spoke already?
No, thanks, brother. Yeah, the dissemination. How can you not feel the just importance and excitement and reverence? It's how big of an honor it is to be a part of this creation. This is we're taking a very important role in creation, and all this was created for us, so it's very good. Did William speak?
Todd, maybe.
Yeah, Bill already spoke, you know. Todd, could you talk?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Great. Good to see you guys. You know, I think the excitement really comes from the revelation of the Creator first and foremost. You know, Rav is excited because he's in a spiritual degree. He has come to adhesion with the Creator, and so he recognizes that in all of the occurrences we see before us, that the Creator is working, and it's obvious, you know. So if we remind each other of that fact and point that out to each other, support each other in that, that, you know, this is proof of a Creator. Before that, the only real proof and evidence we had was the created being. But now we see that, you know, he's accelerating things for us. And everything we've studied up to this point, everything the Rav has talked about up to this point, is now coming to fruition. We wouldn't even see these states in the world, these crises emerging before us, if it wasn't an indication that the Creator is ready and sees that we're worthy of experiencing these and changing through these and disseminating on top of this. So everything an opportunity to bring him contentment and to embrace him in this work. So we should be those who stand at the, you know, when the temple is crashing around us, we're the ones standing around laughing. Rick.
Thank you. Really appreciate all the different perspectives that you all bring. This is why we need to be together like this. So appreciate it greatly. And, you know, if I can't do it, if I can't express that enthusiasm or do these things, you know, there's always the example of Rav. Rav in this last lesson was a fantastic example of this to share with the friends. Is another route we can go with that. Amnon?
Yeah, of course. We, you know, the excitement is terrible, and what I must do is share it, of course. So every little bit that I have, I must put into the collective, because we have that understanding, and I have to, you know, be on two legs. One is that I do everything I can myself, and second is I pull as much as I can the others. And the excitement, well, there's no artificial way. You have to create it. It's a process. So we have to bring everybody in and bang on the same point to get into the center. So we have no fear. We have full security. We have full kind of understanding what we're doing. And with that understanding and that feeling of a unit, which you create. So just create that unit, pump everything you can into it. Next friend that hasn't speak, please open your heart. I just don't know who.
Lance?
Okay, friends. Thank you, USA Midwest. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Yes, we need to follow our teacher. We need to follow his advice that happiness lies in the connection between us. So we need to make sure that we practice what we preach. So as we previously said, Boris, our next focus group is going to be Rehovot. And what is the next question going to be, Boris, that we can
well,
give
we've got
up?
We've got the most important question, I think, of our lives coming up now. I'm so excited as well. When I was listening to Midwest, I saw my BBUK, my 10. When I said that I love Midwest, you see it's a group action. They moved there straight away and joined them. So what, it's so beautiful to see brothers connecting. And now it's very important question, workshop question, which will come after the clip. And it is, how do we bring the Creator now and always into the connection between us.
Yeah.
Let's watch the clip.
Yeah. Please, clip. And Rachovet, please, you are the next focus group. Thank you, Haverim.
Rav, can you describe that depiction from the beastly state to where the creator is concealed? How is it connected to our incorporation in the society? Rav, if I start to work on the connection between us and see that I don't succeed, then ultimately I need to reach a decision that I need the Creator. I need for Him to be present in the connection between us and for Him to sustain that connection. Otherwise, it will not exist. This is what needs to be. And then it turns out that I obligate Him and that only in His presence it will exist. This is how we invite Him. Meaning, I don't want Him for anything else, but only on the most necessary thing, which is to correct the kli that he shattered. He shattered it. And it's possible only in His presence within the kli. And then I obligate Him. And then it will be the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Question. You depicted the sorrow in the way that the Creator is concealed. Rav, not that the Creator is concealed, but that we are not connected. Question. But how do we make this transition from the simply beastly sorrow, Rav, from the necessity of the connection between us? That each shall help his friend. From that, we need to reach a state that we have no one except our Father in heaven to rely upon. He needs to come and correct us. Period.
So, the workshop question is for the focus group Rehovot. How do we bring the Creator, now and always, into the connection between us?
How do we bring the Creator? First of all, we need to be together. We need to get incorporated and start to work to empty out this place, which means that it's something opposite. We're revealing something opposite. As much as we need to get corrected, and the place is filled with all sorts of other things, we need to empty it. And for this, we need the Creator. We reveal to what extent we lack the connection, the Creator. This is the place. The advantage of the light is out of darkness. So first of all, in the first stage, we need to feel that He's lacking. We lack the connection, and we'll make efforts in that direction. Itza, continue, please.
Chaim.
It's a very simple thing. We build the very nice palace, putting stone upon stone. But there isn't anything in between the stones that will glue them to each other. So all the stones just fall and there is no palace. This is how the Creator shattered the Kli. He shattered it for us to feel that He is singular and that without Him, we're not able to connect. Without the Creator is that glue, we're not able to feel each other. Without the Creator, this path is not just that He's between us, but this is the path to the Creator. And if we want to connect once and for all, we need to make an effort and we need to hold the Creator between us. If we do this, then we'll succeed. Aaron, continue, please. If it's something that's constant, then we need to keep the guard, the intention. And also in the speech, we need to hold him in the words, and we need to turn to him and see him behind every friend. And see that we have an opportunity to turn to him. Instead of speaking to the friends, I'm simply speaking to him. And our speech is the language of Rabash. And our attitude is the method of Baal HaSulam. And the path is according to our Rav, our teacher. And if we hold on to the Creator in the speech, we obligate him. He'll be in that moment and forever. Uri, I'm not sure if he spoke yet, or Val.
Uri, daber Uri.
Uri, speak.
היום העלינו את זה בעשירייה. אני חושב שרק בדרישה משותפת.
I think only in the common demand.
ממש בדרישה חזקה, משותפת.
A strong common demand. From moment to moment, even if we're not together, but general. All of the work is in between the lessons when we're not together. I think all the friends need to demand truly in the time when we're not together. And then we'll be together. When we will be together, we'll truly feel it. For this, we need a strong mutual arvut.
L'chaim. Yoav or Avadia?
Yoav, Avadia, speak.
Avadia, b'chavod.
אז אנחנו מבינים שרק
we understand that only
שנגלה את הבורא בינינו,
only when we reveal the Creator between us, then we'll unite. And then we'll pull all the friends to this place of connection and this effort to connect. We'll want to reveal what is connection, that in general we don't know what it is, but it'll bring our beast to the 10 in every opportunity that we have. And we'll beg and we'll ask that will reveal this new thing, that the kli will be created, something new within our common desire, out of the common feeling, from our work together throughout all this time. This will come together into something new. We don't even know what it is yet. But this connection is the Creator. And in this way, the moment He gets revealed,
אילן, תמשיך.
We'll see you onwards. Ilan, continue. Yeah, according to how I hear the friends, the 10 is our kli to reach the Creator and to be included in each other.
Okay, חברים, thank you so much, Rahova. Thank you. It was a magnificent opportunity just to hear what our friends are saying of how the unity we build together and how the Creator can only help us to do so. We would like to ask few of the friends maybe to share your impressions. And how about we start with Hadera? Hadera 1. Hello, Haverim. Can you share with us your impressions of how the discussion going in the 10?
I see Israel in Hadera speaking, but we can't hear.
Oh,
Okay, we just got the red sign. But yeah, we need to do everything according to our ability to connect and to reach above reason and to pray to the Creator to connect us. And then we'll, not for us just to have a connection, but we'll have it for Him to have the place to bestow within us. L'chaim.
L'chaim, l'chaim. Boris, who else you think should share with us?
It was such a strong workshop, so emotional. I felt we listened to the friends and the emotions. You can see it on Alec's face. It's amazing. I think you're right. Let us ask maybe Krasnoyarsk. What about friends in Krasnoyarsk? Please share your impressions with us.
Ну, на самом деле мы очень впечатляемся, когда
we're very much so impressed when we come together as a ten at the end of the day after all of these different changes we undergo, and then again and again we're looking for the Creator anew and reveal Him. And we understand that every lesson is a new day, and a new workshop is a new Creator, new opportunity, new friends. And a new world
clear.
And this is great joy for us. L'chaim, brothers.
L'chaim, Krasnoyarsk. L'chaim, brothers. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. So, and now we're going to go into a melody. We cannot sing during this time, so we will unite our hearts in this nigun, please.
Lai 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 lai
Thank you, Shidur. Thank you. Wonderful. So for the next clip, we select our next focus group, and it's going to be Moscow 5, our friends from Moscow. And before we start the clip, the question will be, what are the stages we go through to make the request to the Creator wants to hear from us? Please, clip number 3.
Вот это состояние воодушевления.
Шалом, Рав. Мацав азе шел ха-испаалут. Шата маргиш.
This state of impression from the friends
towards the friends, the Rav. Can we create a habit out of this?
Never. You'll always need. You'll always need to build your awakening anew. Otherwise, it will not be work. Otherwise, it will not be correction. The correction is by us awakening to connection after the shattering of Adam Harishon, of the shattering of this network. There's only one connection, correction, to connect all these parts together. And we don't know how to do this. But we ask, connect them. This is the only request that needs to be from our side. Then we ask that the Creator will connect it, and this will happen. That's it. And we need to awaken towards this all the time anew, and you need to locate the corruption and what can be the correction, and that the Creator is the one that's making this corruption in order for me to ask for the correction. By this, I identify with Him, with the process that He made, and the result of this process that he's placing in front of me. We need to go through all of these things. That's why you see what we're learning here, that there are four stages of correction. 2 in concealment, 2 in revelation, and that we go through them in order to reach the whole connection.
Friends, the question for the workshop is, what are the stages we go through to make the request the Creator wants to hear from us? And the focus group is Moscow 5.
Да, но мне кажется, мы должны прийти к пониманию и к ощущению, что нет никого, кроме Творца.
We need to have a feeling that there's none else besides Him.
И что Творец добрый, творящий добро.
And instead of the individual, we have the group. We have the Creator is the good that does good.
Делать все возможное для этого, выяснение, действия.
We do everything possible.
И потом выяснять.
For this action, for this scrutiny. And afterwards, we see how much we love them according how much we love them or not. And then we ask. And that it won't be for me. But that it'll be for the group.
It's
part of the good. That's good.
First, we think that the Creator belongs only to us, and we're egoists. And by this, gradually in the group, we start to understand that only in the connection can we turn to the Creator. But you by yourself are not worth anything. When this thought passes, then you want some kind of reward for this, for all of our dreams, all of our prayers. We want some kind of reward for it, to feel something for this. The Creator is not letting us feel this. He's telling us, work. The work that you're doing, this is your reward. And that this is the most complex moment, because here the friends need to support each other. And then that strength that we hold on to each other will be enough to turn to Him, with love and to return it to Him. The stages that we're going through now, this is the work without a reward, and it's the hardest one that there is.
Yes.
Мы должны стараться постоянно
что Творец был между нами.
We need to try all the time to have the Creator between us. The Creator needs to be our goal. But it's not simple.
Как Рав сказал, надо...
We need to pass through some scrutinies. Why am I doing this? What do I want from all of this? What can I give to the friends? And when we look at this honestly, and you see that other than bestowing to the friends, other than giving contentment to the Creator, we don't have anything else to do.
You know, yeah, go ahead. I'll continue. In order to turn to the Creator, we need to be in equivalence of form with Him, otherwise we won't hear anything. For this, we need to correct our vessels of our desires. And for this, we need to, in our 10, in our group, to nullify ourselves, to do efforts to come outside of the ego, to reveal it and be outside of the ego. And then from these thoughts of ourselves, we'll rid ourselves of these thoughts of ourselves, and out of the center, we'll be able to turn to the Creator correctly. Next one, Serge.
Да, я хотел сказать о том, что, ну, на самом деле я вот не знаю Баруха, я
с ним не знаком, и не знаю, с какой он десятки. That I don't really know Bauch, I don't know what ten he's in, but I have this feeling that as he entered, we could feel his ten enter with him. We could feel his entire ten with him.
And
the truth is, it's very difficult for me to speak. Because the feeling is that specifically this connection, it's difficult to put words to it. But I think that it's dissemination. That's what Rav is speaking about. That's what we need to disseminate. First of all, in our circles, to our friends. And then we continue disseminating outward. I am grateful, thanking you, and I'm passing on.
Okay, friends, thank you so much. Thank you, Moscow 5. What a depth, Boris. It's true privilege to listen to our Haverim and see how truly remarkable their love for our goal and for each other is. So we're going to proceed to the next clip. And who are we going to select as next focus group, Boris? What do you think?
I don't have to think. When I saw these guys, and these are the giants. They're the warmest, they're so beautiful. They're so strong. They are always there. It's from a country closest to Israel. Maybe you can guess, Alec.
Turkey?
Yes, Turkey 3. Oh, Turkey 3. Oh, Alec knows.
I really.
You can
Turkey
feel it.
3, fantastic, fantastic. You're going to be our next focus group. And what's the question going to be for the seminar?
So it's a very, well, all these questions are the most important questions of our life. The question is, how can we awaken the world?
So let's go to the clip. And Turkey 3, you are our focus group. Please, Haverim.
In order to bring hope to the world, do we need to focus more on how to bring upliftment to the friends from the path, more greatness and joy?
That's before anything. And after that, you also need to have an ability to give hope to the world, light to the world, to awaken the world, to hold them, to approach them nicely so that they'll see that we're caring for them. Now, we're not coming them to just preach to them. We want to come to them with love, with participation. That's what really buys a friend. That's it.
I meant that if we don't feel this ourselves from time to time, then it's hard to pass it onwards. We need to make a certain emphasis on our end that we'll feel this as much as possible.
You're right.
Yes, Haverim. This is the most important question that is coming from Rav right now to us in every morning lesson. In every program he conducts during the day, we wake up and go to sleep with the word dissemination, because the time has come for us to share what we've been taught for so many years. And we have great friends who are doing amazing dissemination. We just need to join our hearts in this effort. So the next workshop question, how can we awaken the world? And Turkey 3, please, our focus group. Please, Haverim.
Evet, dağıtımlarla bütün dünyayı uyandırmaya çalışacağız. Yaptığımız eylemlerle, yani önceliğimiz yapacağımız eylemler olacak. Bu öncelikle kendi onluğumuz içerisinde ve ondan sonra da tüm dünyaya örnek olmaya çalışacağız.
Evet, işimiz bu. Sevgiyi
yapalım. We will do, first of all, we will do with actions and we will do disseminate to all the world, and first we will connect in our tent to give examples.
Izdırap değil de sevginin yolundan gitmeliyiz. Bunu tüm grubumuzda ve tüm insanlığa yaymalıyız.
Not going on the way of suffering, we have to go on the way of suffering from love and to disseminate this to all the people.
Bizler öncelikle kendi aramızda bir bağ gelebilmeliyiz ve içimizde yanan o ateşi tüm dünyayı tutuşturmak için kullanmalıyız. Bütün dünyanın sorumluluğu bizim omzumuzda.
First we need to connect each other, because all the responsibility of the world is on our shoulders. And we have to fire all the world with our flames.
Yani bu çok önemli bir işe dostumuzu çağırmak demek. Yani normal hayatımızda da öyle. Gel ve bu işi yapalım. Ve çok büyük bir çağrı var bunda. Bu manevi çağrı önemini dostuma vermeliyim, bütün dostlarıma vermeliyim ki bu dünyaca önemli işi gerçekleştirebilirim.
I have to talk about the profit of the spiritual benefits for to give this to everyone for to realize this purpose. We have to disseminate our method, we have to disseminate our material, and shortly we have to connect in our desires, which is how to be help each other and bestow, how to become a desire for to bestow to the others. We have to connect in these emotions and spread this emotion to all over the world. We hope so.
Evet, ancak aramızda temelinde sevgi olan bağın ifşasına geldiğimiz zaman tüm dünyayı üst gücün ışığıyla aydınlatabiliriz.
We only come to a connection which is based on love. Only in this case we can spread this light to all over the world.
Dağıtım yaparken kendi alma arzumla ilgili hiçbir motivasyon kalmamalı ve sadece merhamet koşulunu çalıştırabilmeliyim.
When I disseminate, I do not think anything about myself in my will to receive. I only think about mercy, chasadim conditions, to give this mechanism for to work.
Omuzlarımızdaki sorumluluğun farkındayız. Bu gücü de birbirimizden alıyoruz ve hep beraber bu işin altından kalkacağız.
We are awakened about the responsibility which is on our shoulders. We give strength to all our friends, and only we can do together our role.
Birliğe gelmekten başka çaremiz yok. Bütün dağıtımda birlikten aldığımız güçten ancak geliyor.
There is no any remedy that we have to come to the unity. There is no anything else. And only we can come to unity and take power of the unity for the work in advance.
Ve bunu yaparken nasıl yapacağımızın endişesi yerine daha çok ve sürekli her eylemin başına yaradanı koymak, niyeti koymak gerekiyor.
And while doing this our dissemination activities and connection activities between us, we have to give a place to Creator and we have to be in right intention.
Yani çalışmamızı öyle bir dereceye getirmemiz lazım ki bu tüm dünyayı sallasın. Yani gerçekten hepimiz amaca yönelik uyanalım.
We have to come in a degree in our work that we have to shake all the world in our study Kabbalah and to awaken the others. Only we can do together, and we did it before.
Rak Neyahat, Rak Simcha, Lehan Bine Baruch.
Lehan, evet, yani öyle bir koşul ki işte geriye sadece Yaradan kalmalı ve bu noktada bütün dostlar, bütün dünya da ona kavuşmalı.
Yaradan'a döndüğümüzde muhakkak ki her şeyi başarırız.
Thank you so much for sharing. Turkey, you are amazing, Haverim. It's so fantastic to listen to you. Of all the things that you put your heart in the dissemination. Boris, I'm telling you that it's truly the whole world clear now in preparation for the Congress that's going to happen on August 15. Everybody thinks about the unity and how this Congress can unite us together and make us one single source of light for the humanity. So we would like to hear from our friends and maybe share with us, do you have any dissemination projects? What you have, what is inspiring you in dissemination? What are the tricks you're using to give your Haverim the inspiration of moving forward with our goal? And I know, Boris, I don't know for you, but for me, the biggest excitement and the biggest mover in the direction of our goal is when I look at our Haverim, what they do every day from morning to night. And there is nothing more important for everyone in our Kli is than dissemination. Who do you think we should pick to speak first? I see Petach Tikva 21 is ready to speak. Please, Haverim.
Yes, friends, thank you very much. The evening lesson is such an important addition to what we're doing. And we spoke about this upliftment and how can we truly awaken the world, that it all starts from the 10. And through dissemination, we pass the greatness of the Creator to the whole world. And we have the opportunity right now to make so many actions in dissemination that each one simply needs to take the articles that are there in all of the different languages and all the video clips and spread them throughout Facebook groups that are, you know, Facebook groups that are for the coronavirus groups. And there's a lot of things that we can do in order to awaken each other and give example to each other and to do everything truly to reach the great, to bring the greatness of the Creator to the whole world. Thank you very much, friends.
Thank you. Thank you, Haverim. Boris, who do you think is going to speak next?
Well, I know of some amazing dissemination actions in Ukraine, and I see that the friends are there together as usual, and they have a lot to tell us.
Please, Ukraine.
Please, Ukraine.
Да, говорим, хотели поделиться вот этими примерами, которые товарищи дают, те статьи, которые они укладывают на своих аккаунтах.
I wanted to share with you the impressions from the friends, the articles that they disseminate, and the videos that they create. It's really enviable.
Смотрит на мир и передает ему такой, ну, как переходничок, видишь, товарища. Переходником, и это, ну, просто огромная, в общем, огромная такая вещь. Так что спасибо, спасибо всем за то, что вы делаете каждый день. Лехаим.
It's just huge, and thank you all for everything you do every day. Лехаим.
Лехаим, Лехаим, Ukraine, Лехаим. You know, Boris, I know another country that's doing amazing in dissemination. Our Latin brothers and sisters. Latin 5, Haverim, please share with us.
Por favor, amigos.
Luis Adelante.
Okay.
Okay, amigos, I'm going to make it simple. I'm going to talk in English. We have here friends that are involved with different projects. We have projects in Sohar. We have community groups that they share workshops and Facebook and other social media. And we're all involved in different projects, each of us. But we're all doing it. We're all doing it together, and we're doing it for the whole world clean, Lehi and friends.
Lechaim, Lechaim, Latin 5. Lechaim, thank you so much for sharing. Boris, who is going to be next to share with us?
Also, true giants. When it comes to dissemination, I think, well, all the tens, they compete. This is the only competition that we have. They give so much envy. The great friends from Kazakhstan. Please share with us.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Doing amazing job. Fantastic group. Always privileged to spend the evening lesson with them. Kazakhstan, please.
Dear Kli, that inner connection of ours is first of all. So thank you all who are here. In our room here, we just had this amazing upliftment from the words of our teacher and the friends. We gather together as a region in order to unite all of Central Asia and to try with all of our strength to disseminate the method of Kabbalah through the masses, and for there as many Russian speakers as possible for them to come there. And right now, the MAK, the International Russian Kabbalah Organization, made this great platform in which everyone can just come together and connect online and get to know this whole wisdom and pass it onwards. Thank you for you, to your friends. We'll do this together. L'chaim b'nei Baruch.
L'chaim Kazakhstan, l'chaim greatest chaverim. I think next, Boris, we should go to this group that is now combined out of our loving Haverim from UK, from Holland, from Israel, from Midwest, Middle West. And we know how US needs now our dissemination like any other country, even maybe more. So, dear brothers from US Midwest, can you please share with us your impressions?
I think your friends have so much to say that they are so afraid. Bill, go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say basically the same thing. 2 minutes ago, couldn't get nobody to be quiet. Now, all of a sudden, nobody wants to say anything. These guys are amazing from bringing such different, unique points to the table, and you feel the blend happening as each question goes round and round, and you feel each person becoming a little less outside and a little more inside, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Come on, Grisha, hit us with something, baby.
What could I do that so that I think the whole world is on the same frequency right now, to connect as much as we can, and through that to pass that to the whole humanity, all possible ways, all possible ways. L'chaim.
L'chaim, L'chaim Midwest, L'chaim all our brothers. We want to thank you for this amazing opportunity for all of us to unite. Boris, I don't know about you, but my heart is full of love that our friends passing around. And let's go with this synchronous love and commitment to our studies, to our teacher, to our goal, into the morning lesson tomorrow. Thank you, Haverim. We love you very much. Please, can we have a melody together? L'chaim to you.
La 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 lie, lie.